Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What do you think of the NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem? I think the cause behind it is true, but I don't like the execution of it.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 747 Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Now, three big things with Steve and Ted. Nationwide gas prices continue to drop.
Two.
Congressional Republicans optimistic about passing a tax overhaul.
One.
Wichita police officer arrested on misconduct and stalking charges. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
Continue to watch for a traffic slowdown. Southbound on I-135, this traffic accident was around Pawnee. We also have a stalled-out vehicle, potential traffic hazard, northbound I-135, near the North Junction, right there at K-96. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 70 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday, sunny, breezy, and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 61. 61 for a high tomorrow, 70 today. Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Comments from Facebook and knssradio.com. Classified files on JFK assassination to be released. James says, fine, but it will not stop the conspiracy theory people. If the documents do not say what they want them to say, they will assert that the documents are fake. So he has some skepticism about those people who believe in the assassination conspiracy theories, Ted. Wall Street ended last week with the Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones indexes reaching their fifth record close in a row. Where's the top on this thing? The S&P 500 index rose 13 points. The Dow gained 165.
Wow.
The NASDAQ composite added 23 points. Target says customers wanted to pause the Christmas creep. Says it wants to be more in tune with customers' mindset, so it plans to ease in holiday promotions this year while better recognizing Thanksgiving. So in other words, if you go to the Target, they're not going to be overwhelming you with Christmas stuff just yet. They're going to wait a little.
I love that. Love it.
I think consumers are saying, hey, come on, give us a break here.
Well, when you
we got to celebrate Halloween.
When you go in looking for Halloween or Thanksgiving stuff and all you see are Christmas trees, you're just like,
yeah.
Come on.
That's a little too early, huh? A coalition in upstate New York is creating a 50-mile corridor where unmanned aircraft can safely fly beyond the line of sight and drone traffic control systems can be tested. With $30 million in a state investment, the unmanned aircraft management corridor between Rome and Syracuse will be outfitted with radar and ground-based sensors to enable what Governor Andrew Cuomo calls the most advanced drone testing in the country. Testing the drones. All right, Ted, we've got the story about the unemployment rate in the state basically falling a little bit, and unemployment state here in Wichita falling. But over the past 5 years, the number of jobs has gone down by 5,000 statewide, and that's not a good idea.
Gone down quite a bit.
So, you know, the unemployment rate is not as high, but we don't have people working or losing jobs. All right, it's coming up on 7:51 now. Steve and Ted?
Yeah, if those jobs aren't there, people can't lose them.
All right. Let's check out the editor, Bill Roy, with the Wichita Business Journal update. Local financial firm is growing. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, Equity Bank plans to close on a couple of more acquisitions in a few weeks. CEO Brad Elliott says shareholders of Eastman National Bank shares of Newkirk, Oklahoma, and Patriot Bank in Tulsa have approved their deals with the Wichita Bank. The transactions were approved by regulators earlier this month. Eastman is valued at $46.6 million, Patriot at $50.5 million. A new wealth management firm has decided to locate its offices downtown. Vision Point Advisory Group will occupy about 2,100 square feet of space in the 125 North Market building. Managing Director Andy Merchant says the firm should be moved before Thanksgiving. Merchant formed the firm after leaving Sunflower Bank. And the largest corporation in the world has plans to become less complicated. New leader John Flannery says he wants to see a smaller, simpler, and more efficient General Electric. Flannery took over as CEO in August. He has promised big changes, shaken up his leadership team, and grounded corporate planes. He plans to sell nearly $20 billion worth of businesses in the next year or two. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So what do you think, Bill? Target saying they're going to hold off a little bit on going crazy on Christmas stuff just for a little while longer.
I think there may be some positive PR out of that. I think, you know, we talk about it just about every day. We talk about how more and more earlier and earlier Christmas things are on the shelves and decorations and all that stuff. That may be a good PR move.
Oh, we've got to get Halloween. Got to get past Halloween, you know.
Right.
And then there's Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving's probably my favorite single holiday of the year because you got all that turkey and everything. So
you bet.
We got to time these things out, right?
That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and being able to sit there and eat as much turkey and taters as possible.
You know, I was with some friends the other night, and I happened to bring up your name, Bill. I hope it's all right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We were talking about pets and how you had lost we were talking about catching fish and gutting them for some reason. And we were talking
good times.
Cleaning them. And I said, well, you know, my friend Bill Roy's got pet fish, or he did have, but tragedy struck your home and
exactly.
You lost them.
Right.
Yeah. So do you ever replace, did you have two of them that passed away, right?
Yes, of course. I had JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and Cheeseburger, and no, we did not replace our two that, wonderful fish.
That little tiny castle is empty now.
That's right. Nothing there.
You don't even have any sea monkeys that can live there for a day and a half?
Well,
no sea monkeys. I have to see if I can get a comic book and go to the back and cut out that little thing and send it in for
get that in the X-ray monkeys. Specs.
Well, I was and I was talking to these people, and we were munching on our grilled hamburgers and so forth, and I was bringing up the fact that you and your wife were just devastated by the loss, and
right,
and folks were, you know, some of the people were in tears about the whole thing.
It's a
sad,
heartbreaking
story.
Situation.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Sad story.
You're a petless man.
Life goes on.
Today is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Oh, now you're talking.
Chocolate frosted custard filled cake that is loved by millions. In 1856, at Boston's Parker House Hotel, Armenian French chef M. Sanzian created this pudding and cake combination, which comprises two layers of sponge cake filled with vanilla flavored custard or cream pâtisserie.
I never have been so certain that I'm on board with Boston. It's neither a pie nor a cake. It's a hybrid. And it confuses
like
my
it
taste
so
buds.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
you like it
so much.
Now Bill celebrates diversity in confection.
Yes.
You do
absolutely.
Not. Absolutely.
You bet. Yeah. Right there, all in one place, isn't it?
Yeah. I, on the other hand, am very open-minded about all things pastry. Okay?
Right. Never turn them down.
Yeah. Never turn them down.
Never a cream horn just plucked on top of that Boston cream.
Yeah, now you're talking. A cream horn on top.
I know you like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Like a big narwhal.
Maybe swallow that up with a chocolate milkshake. Good, healthy food, folks. Thank you guys.
Bet.
We'll talk with you again next hour. Bill, 7:55. Steve and Ted coming up at 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Congressional Republicans are optimistic about passing a tax overhaul by the end of the year. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.